7:50, time for Joe on a Friday morning. We're a little bit late. Sorry, Smitty, about that.
We
got stupid things going on in the world that I'm forced to talk about, and they make me angry.
Well, it should.
And I like escaping with you on Friday mornings in Pillar, who's the Kyle Schwarber Fan Club president.
Wow.
That's good. We like that's what sports are. They're escape from reality, but they tend to take on some of the realities of everyday life. And I won't get into Antonio Allen right now. We've got the rest of the show to do that. But the conference, state, sectional, everything. High school's finally done, Joe.
Yeah.
And the golfers put a bow on it on Saturday. I think we have baseball this weekend is the final chapter in that book. But eighth place, another great finish at South at State, and another great spring semester, a spring season of sport for all the county schools.
Well, you know, as one would imagine, with the excellence shown this spring, soon to turn summer, officially on Sunday on the old calendar, the two city highs are decorated mightily by Conference Indiana as Coach of the Year awards, and our spring athletes were honored by the league, with South Deacon Vols and Denise Asquith bringing home state crowns, respectively, in track and field and tennis, as well as the IHSA Mental Attitude Awards leading the way. North and South athletes won the battle but lost the war as Columbus North finished 2 points ahead of South for the Boys All-Sports Trophy with 74.5 points when it was all said and done, encompassing the entire school year, 2014-15. Columbus North then completed the sweep as the girls won with 85 points. South had 71. Bloomington North finishing third in the girls and fourth in the boys, respectively, in the points battle. That said, the spring concluded. Spring Coach of the Year honors out to Larry Williams and Dustin Carver of South and Justin Helmer of Bloomington North, all three with Conference Indiana team championships this spring. Justin guiding the North girls in track and field. Larry, of course, in boys track and Dustin in boys golf. First team honoree included Chase Dabb and Cole McNeely, Nick Wright in baseball, Bloomington South, and Dan Morgan of Bloomington North. First team in softball, Mackenzie Ridge and Brooke Collins of Bloomington North, Olivia White, Maggie Hopkins of Bloomington South. Boys track and field, of course, Deacon Vols and Will Hopkins of Bloomington South, Delvon Wilson and Griff Tishner of North, both the Cougar Mile and 2 Mile Relay teams, garnering first team mention as well. Megan Grabowski, the Panther girls 400-meter relay team, Gracie Heave and Grace Williams, Alana Walls and Jayla Campbell, and the Cougar 2 Mile relay team, all first team for Coach Justin Helmer. And in golf, Joe Weiler and Nick Burris, Sam Karcher and Tanner Shapiro of Bloomington South, all first teamers as Dustin Carver's crew won for the first time in the league in 7 years, and just recently this week finished eighth for the second consecutive year at the state. Ian Bailey of Bloomington North, also first team. And in tennis, Denise Asquith, Madazilia Anianello, and Louisa Hushcrash of South, and Meg Gardner of Bloomington North, first teamers. So congrats to all of those as Conference Indiana closes the book on the school year 2014-15. We'll hopefully move this rain out of the way and get a little Reds baseball on the airwaves, postponed last night at the Great American Ballpark. They'll be hosting Miami for a 3-game weekend set tonight, and Saturday night's games, pregame at 7 o'clock. The first pitch will be at 7:10 as the Reds and the Marlins hook up in Cincinnati.
Joe, I'm going to guess that that's not going to be the case, but I hope I've been wrong before. And
you know, it's moving east or southeast, so, you know.
we're trapped, and that's going to be the case. Kyle Schwarber had a big game again.
How about Kyle, huh?
He's a pretty nice player. There's a reason he's a fourth overall draft
favorites.
Pick.
Yeah.
Pillar, give us a quick update. His numbers last night:
2-for-4, home run, Joe, couple RBI, and again,
well, you described it. It almost sounded like you were there last night.
I wish. But that first at bat when he got that one through the right field, kind of the shift. But that was a great at bat. Took a 2-strike pitch, and it was really nice, Joe.
Yeah, and then
We know he can pull, but you know his cup of tea is hitting to the opposite field as well.
Yeah.
And his cup of tea is going to be served at Des Moines in AAA.
Well,
and I think I read something jokingly on. That one of the baseball guys threw on Twitter last night. We'll look back in 10 years and remember how Cody Ross and Dan Hall were keeping Kyle Schwarber out of the major leagues. Who? What? Well, there's something to be said about veteran presence, and Kyle Schwarber is going to have a couple games, not many, where he goes 0-4, 0-4. So let's let him grow up. Let's let him breathe.
I'm all for that. You know,
right.
No problem.
Theo Epstein has done this before, and that's what Cub fans and Cubs bought him for, to make sure this doesn't Mark Pryor in their face Pryor or Kerry Wood in their face.
Exactly.
We've seen it. We've been there. We've done that. All right, Joe, get caught up at 8:45.
All right,
you and I will talk a little U.S. Open golf as Henrik Stenson and Dustin Johnson, two of the longest hitters, leading Patrick Reed in that same conversation, one shot back. Chambers Bay played easy yesterday, except for Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler. So we'll do a little golf coming up at 8:45. That's David Piller. He is the principal at Jackson Creek, and our buddy Joe Smith is live on the telephone, as he is every Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Little rumbles of thunder on the east side as well, fellas.
Morning, Joe.
How you doing, David?
Just wonderful, buddy.
We'll wait for the real fireworks on the 4th of July, Joe. Let's get summer kicked off on the right foot.
Yeah.
And if we have to take all this rain today, if it makes for a nice Saturday or a nicer Saturday, I think we can all live with that. But as we roll on here with you on Friday morning, we get some odds and ends and loose ends tied up in the big news out of Indiana University's diving program. Tell us all about it.
Well, USA Diving finally got around to announcing that head diving coach for the Hoosiers, Drew Johansson, will indeed serve as head coach for Team USA at the upcoming FINA World Championships over in Kazan, Russia. That competition will start July the 24th. Four athletes on Team USA are currently coached by Drew, including current IU student-athletes Jess Parado and Michael Hickson. Parado competing in the platform, the synchro platform events, while Hickson will represent the U.S. on both the 1-meter and 3-meter springboard, and also making the World Championship teams, former IU student-athletes Amy Kozat and former South Panther and state champion and Big Ten champion Darian Schmidt. Amy will compete on the platform and partner with Parado in the synchro platform competition, and Schmidt will dive into 3-meter springboard event as well. And the four Americans are not the only divers with Hoosier ties that will be competing at the World Championships. James Conner, who enters his sophomore year as the reigning Big Ten champion on the 3-meter and platform, will represent his native Australian at the meet, while former Hoosier diver Ahmad Abdellatif will dive for Egypt. Better late than never, but a justified honor for Drew Johansson, as he will head coach that Team USA diving team at the FINA World Championships in Kazan, Russia in July. A couple of other notes and quotes. The Indiana Cutters of Aaron Sauter will be back in action. The Cutters will travel to Indy this Saturday night to face the Indianapolis Assassins. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock at Howe High School. Cutters laboring some. They lost to the Tri-County Braves last weekend, 23-0, so they've got to get things working offensively right now. Both the Cutters and Assassins have identical 1-2 marks in the Minor League Football Alliance, and both teams are, even though it's early season, will be fighting for a spot in the league playoffs, as both will play in that, or are playing, I should say, in the Interstate Division of the MLFA. Well, if you're counting rain delays and everything over in Cincinnati at the Great American Ballparks, there was one last night. That totals 8 now, 13 hours, 40 minutes, and now one postponement. But hopefully a much-needed day off for the Reds, who begin the weekend tonight on the airwaves at 7:10 against Miami with a much-needed day off. They're 30-35. Could have a little home run derby, too. The hottest HR hitters around will be going head-to-head. Giancarlo Stanton, who has 25 to lead the majors. All he has done in his last 11 is hit 7 homers. But how about Todd Frazier? He's only 3 behind him with 22, hitting 404 with 6 homers, 7 doubles in his last 12 games. Mike Leake will get the ball tonight. Miami, by the way, has lost 5 straight on the road. Was to have had, and I'm not postponing it yet, the Sheldon Kinser Memorial scheduled for tonight at the Bloomington Speedway. All you have to do is look outside and guess there will be a rescheduled date there. The NASCAR boys have the weekend off going racing, and the Formula One boys will have the Australian Grand Prix a little bit later this weekend. And in golf, well, we can look forward to round number 2, 41 guys, par or better. We'll see if the guys that went out late will score early today as the second round of the U.S. Open continues.
7,467 yards yesterday, Joe. Not the longest the U.S. Open has ever played, and it didn't play quite very difficult either. That was the easiest opening round since 2003 at Olympia Fields when Jim Furyk won there. Tiger Woods brought down Ricky Fowler again.
He did indeed, and Louis Oosthuizen.
Well, Oosthuizen's been battling injury problems. That's not a huge surprise. The surprise was Ricky Fowler because, Joe, in the 2012 Memorial, they played in the final round where Woods won. Fowler shot 84. This is Ricky Fowler cannot. He doesn't play well with Tiger Woods. I don't know what else to tell you. Two
guilt rounds by association,
or he gets wrapped up in it, and it's hey, well, you're shanking. I guess I'll shank it a little bit. Woods beat Fowler, and you can't read anything anywhere about Fowler shooting 81. Joe,
it's, no.
Tiger moves the meter. Sadly, his third round in the 80s this year, as opposed to two rounds in the 60s. That makes it sound like he's played 20 tournaments. He hasn't. He's played six. It's not good. No matter. Either way you cut it, it isn't any good, but I know what is good. Henrik Stenson and Dustin Johnson, two of the longest hitters and premium ball strikers on tour, they lead, Joe. It'll be interesting to see what kind of scores they post in the afternoon today. They did go out early, as did Patrick Reed. Reed is a big hitter as well. He is four under par, one shot back. So they flipped the tee times. The guys that went late yesterday go early today,
yeah.
And everybody gets a crack at it based on that. But, the scoring conditions were not terribly difficult, but the morning wave a little bit easier, I believe, than the late wave on that. I think your weather forecasts are semi-accurate today.
Wow.
Reds are going to struggle. The Bloomington Speedway is going to struggle. We'll just have to keep our eyes on all of that. And Pillar is here with the Kyle Schwarber update. We can't go a sports report without that, and deservedly so.
Joe, what do you think, man? Home run last night, a couple more RBI, and again, a nice single through the shift. And that says something about you as a hitter when they're already putting the shift on against you in one of your first weekends or your first weeks in the league.
It's something else. And as Glass told the story, when we were hosting the Super Regional sitting
with Super, that's right.
Sitting with that Cub Scout and telling us about, things are fixable as far as the training behind the plate. But one thing, and you already said it, Dave, he is just he's a natural hitter.
Yeah, and you're good with him catching in the bigs, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just think about that, boy, 25 home run power from the catching position and the rest of that Cubs offense. If they can ever figure out the pitching and figure out the GOAT, they'll be in good shape.
Joe Mauer learned to play first base. After winning MVP and a couple batting titles behind the plate.
I don't know if left field would be the answer. There's been talk of that, but obviously the initial sack. But for now that's owned by Mr. Rizzo. You want to keep the bat in. So it'll be interesting to see what Theo does, as you mentioned, Dave. He invested in him. He was the fourth pick, and he was there for a reason, and that's to play a lot of games at Wrigley Field when it's all said and done.
A great, great kid. We couldn't be more excited for him.
You're right.
That's awesome.
And sadly, Joe, Indiana football had a rough week this week.
Sure
Antonio
had.
Allen, front page of today's HT. Nobody knows how, why, or whatever this happened. Allen dismissed from the team. He's got more felonies, and I got fingers on my right hand.
Yep.
That's not a good problem to have. So fix that up. And that's not a... That's way other level problems than college kids being college kids. So sad to see on that. We've got Reds again all weekend. We hope. Happy Father's Day, Smitty. You got big plans?
And you as well. And we'll probably be getting together sometime on Sunday.
We've got the good news is golf's going to go to about 11 o'clock at night on Sunday, so we've got plenty of hours to get together.
Well, I got a band that I found out. Well, I didn't find out. I kind of volunteered from 8:30 until 10:30 to be in one of the beer gardens over at the Taste of Bloomington, cooling people down, or at least hopefully, so.
Taking their tokens.
That's something
and
to do
sure
on Saturday, but yeah. We and we'll also look
forward.
I'll
bring a TV.
Huh?
I'll bring the TV.
I guess I'll see you Saturday, Joe. I wasn't planning on seeing you this weekend.
Come on by.
But I guess so.
Adam Wason will be over there.
And the knockout round, we'll look forward to Monday night when Columbia, with a little Indiana University flavor there, with Roncy Velasquez playing well against the U.S., so winner go advance and the loser go home. That's Monday night in the World Cup.
That is the round of 16. We will have extra time and penalty kicks if necessary. It is you have to advance. It's knockout football, the best football.
Knockout football
on the planet. Joe, great job as
always.
All right,
fellas, stay dry.